The cloud is monetizing faster than the assistant. It's Wednesday, July 29th, and Microsoft spent $41 billion in a quarter, while Azure grew 43%. Quarterly revenue reached $90 billion, up 18%. Microsoft Cloud produced $59.3 billion, and management said new Azure capacity was quickly monetized. About two-thirds of capital spending went into short-lived CPUs and GPUs. Operations generated $55.4 billion. Free cash flow held at $19.6 billion after the build, and commercial obligations rose 84% to $678 billion. All sequential obligation growth came from customers outside frontier model companies. Microsoft 365 Copilot passed 30 million paid seats after net additions more than doubled. Agent 365 registered nearly 40 million agents in 2 months, and the assistant is moving towards seat-plus usage pricing. The next proof is keeping cloud margin near 65% as those seats become active inference. Mark Zuckerberg expects billions of personal agents within 5 years and says more than 1 million businesses already use Meta's agents. Reality Labs still lost $4.6 billion in the quarter. OpenAI, meanwhile, described a family of devices multiplying the surfaces where an assistant must earn a repeated job. A hidden instruction inside Word can pass through Copilot and reproduce in documents generated downstream. The Handbook.md benchmark explains the failure. The best of 30 long-context agent configurations obeyed every standing rule in only 36.2% of trials. Policy needs a control outside the model and evidence after the action. To the tape. We lift the Microsoft watch to high conviction as growth, obligations, and free cash flow now support the infrastructure thesis, with short-lived hardware and cloud margin as the risks. We sharpen the Meta watch, where distribution is proven and agent economics are not. The tape is the desk's scorecard, not advice. Our call. By November 15th, Microsoft reports at least 40 million paid Copilot seats and cloud gross margin of at least 63%. Missing either threshold proves us wrong.